Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I want to continue to talk today about the wisdom of God and the foolishness of the cross. We've been talking about it all week in different ways. If you haven't had a chance to tune into the program, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. We're talking about the mystery of God's plan, the mystery that was hidden for ages. God's mysterious plan, that is his hidden plan for the salvation of the world. The only hope for the human race to be revealed. God's plan of coming to free the human race from enslavement to the powers of sin and death. God's plan to come and make himself known and to draw us into a relationship with him and to open up heaven and to make it possible for us to become children of God. We've been talking about that all week. And Paul, we're taking a point of departure from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, where Paul makes it so clear that the cross of Jesus Christ, which is folly to the wisdom of this world, is the very power of God. It's the wisdom of God. That if you want to know what God is like, and you want to know where God's power is revealed, go to the cross of Jesus Christ. It's right there. And if you look at it and say, I don't get it, where's the power? Here's a dead man nailed to a piece of wood. What is that? How can that be powerful? Good question. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you. Take some quiet time. Go to a Eucharistic chapel. Take along with you a rosary because it has a crucifix on it. And just go to a Eucharistic chapel and just stare at that crucifix. And ask the Holy Spirit this question. What happened when that man died? What's going on there? Certainly with just the eyes of my flesh, I can't see it all. What is it all? And what difference does it make in my life today? And literally for all eternity. The wisdom of God is revealed in Jesus on the cross, that sign of contradiction. He looks like a failed Messiah. But what we know is the apostles proclaimed, and we know the teachings that Christ was raised from the dead. And he's alive. He'll never die again. The firstborn of a new creation, the new creation that God planned for the salvation of the world is revealed in Jesus. And that never happens without the cross. Jesus had to die on a cross. He had to destroy sin's power. He had to make a place for you and me to come where our sins can be crucified and put to death. And we can die with Jesus, and his power now, the power that raised him from the dead, can now lay hold of us and fill us and give us a share in his new creation, his new way of being, his existence beyond death, the kingdom of God, bringing us into relationship with God our Father. It's the cross alone that makes that possible. It's Jesus' death on the cross. It's that man dying on the cross that opens the door to all of it. It's the only way human beings can become a new creation. It's the only way human beings can become everything they were meant to be, to reach human fulfillment, to fulfill, friends, the desire that's in your heart right now, in the depth of your heart right at this moment that you may not even be touching, but it's there. I mean, you might be distracted by all the things that happen at the beginning of the day, doing carpools, you know, rushing to work, whatever it is, the plans of the day. Deep down inside you, and even no matter what you're looking forward to in the day, the things that are making your heart happy, maybe you're going to a wedding today, or maybe you're going to some important, beautiful celebration, which is great, and it fills your heart. But guess what? Deeper than that is a desire to be completely satisfied and fulfilled. And literally, you got to know this, friends, nothing in this world will ever give it to you. Not the most intimate human relationship, not success and all the things that we want to fill it all with. Only one thing will ever fulfill your deepest longings, because you were designed in a particular way. You are made in God's image and likeness. And partly what that means is you're made for relationship with the eternal God. And things in this world, our toys, our power, our influence, even our friendships, that's not God. Things can reflect God, but it's not God. Nothing will satisfy you. And here's our dilemma. We're enslaved to sin, and that desire remains, and sin at work in us perverts that desire. So we try to find fulfillment in all kinds of things that are less than us, all kinds of things that damage us and hurt us, and we end up empty. I was just thinking, I had a conversation with my son the other day, one of my boys, Joshua, and we were talking about Michael Phelps. My son played a lot of sports, so it was a worthwhile conversation to kind of talk about a struggle that an athlete might have. And Michael Phelps is the most decorated Olympian in history, I believe, right? And not long after he got his last gold medals, he went into depression and he became addicted and he wanted to commit suicide. Even after having achieved glory in this world, beyond compare to, I mean, you can say in that case, in terms of the gold medals, the gold of this world, nobody else compares to him, right? But he's left empty, lonely, a stranger to himself, full of pain, confusion, gave himself over to drug addiction. He was hurting so bad. And then to the point where he's trying to take his own life. At least thought about it very seriously. Until a Christian friend comes along, Ray Lewis, the football player, and who loved him and grabbed him and took him to get some help into inpatient clinic of some kind, I don't know where it was, but also gave him a book called The Purpose-Driven Life, Rick Warren's book, because he had no purpose. He'd lost his purpose. His purpose was swimming in the pursuit of gold medals. When that was done, he was nothing in his own eyes. He didn't know who he was. The wisdom of this world let him down. It couldn't keep him. It couldn't fill him. Only God can do that. So what is, at the end of this week, I just want to say, what is the way of wisdom? It's the cross. It's the person of Jesus modeling for us. And he's vindicated, that model is vindicated, which is surrendering radically in obedience to God the Father no matter what. He was vindicated. Though he was mocked on the cross. Where's your God now, fella? Where's your victory now? Jesus was vindicated. The Father raised him from the dead in the power of the Holy Spirit. And he's alive to never die again. And he reigns in power and glory as the Lord of all heaven and earth. And no one will ever take that away from him. He's offering now mercy and kindness to the world, a share in what belongs to him. He's offering salvation. He's offering forgiveness of sins because he's saying to us, I've come to not only save you, I came to show you what your life is meant to be, how you're called to live. And the way that the scripture talks about it, Jesus quoted, he said that the Father calls us to be perfect. We're called to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. Perfect in holiness and God-likeness. And this is what Jesus wants to come and produce in us. We can't do this on our own. He comes to sinful, broken, enslaved, pathetic human beings, powerless. And he extends his hand. He says, give me your sins. Let me crucify them. Let me put them to death on a cross. Let me deal with them forevermore. And let me fill you with my Holy Spirit in the waters of baptism. Let me make you a new creation and begin with me. The transformation of your life. I will present you perfect to my Father. I will make you perfect. I will perfect you. What's another way of describing it? Holiness. Being a set apart for God. Being like God. Being like Jesus. The saints who most model Jesus, right? They're the holy ones. And the term saints in the Bible, in the New Testament, used 67 times. Right? The saints are those who are baptized into Christ. Now, there's also the church recognizes the saints who are formally recognized by the authority of the church, that those who went on, certain individuals we know, certain disciples we know who passed on, we know for sure they went directly to heaven. They're with the Lord. But the way of wisdom is the way of a saint. Every single one of us is called to be a saint. I mean, everyone who's listening, not just Pope Francis or not just, you know, the cardinals, the bishops, the religious sisters, the monks, or the few quirky people that, you know, are kind of bent that way. No, everybody, everybody. There's only two kinds of people in the world. Sinners and those who have been forgiven of their sins. Right? Because we're all born into sin. Remember Peter Kraft, Dr. Peter Kraft said some things about the saints. I just happened to find it in my notes yesterday when I was reflecting on some of this, or earlier today, excuse me. Here's some of the things he said I think are very helpful. There's only two kinds of people in the world, sinners and saved sinners. That's a better way to put it, right? Forgiven sinners are saved sinners. The saint is someone who knows that he or she is a sinner, a creature, who also knows the bad news about themselves and the good news that Jesus Christ has brought to them for their salvation. They're idealists. They embrace heroic virtue, even suffering out of heroic love. Saints are those who, by God's grace, are understanding the wisdom of the cross. The cross is love. God's infinite love revealed in the person of Jesus as he offers himself in obedience to the Father. Obedience in God's realm and in the obedience that the saints are after, or love that the saints are after, excuse me, is obedience to God. That's how it's expressed. That's how Jesus talks about it. It's not just a feeling. It's not just a thought. It's not just a mystic moment. It is following in the footsteps of Jesus with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, loving God with all your heart, loving your neighbor, and that gets expressed. Jesus made it abundantly clear in obedience. He described the saints as Paul as slaves of Christ, servants of the Master, those who've put on Jesus Christ. The saints are conquerors. They're more than conquerors by God's grace at work within them, like Scripture says. I mean, saints are those who totally believe the Word of God. And they're living it. They devour the Word of God. They pray. They're united to God. They obey. Scripture says, rejoice always, pray constantly, and give thanks in all circumstances. Well, that's the kind of thing the saints do, right? They serve. They love. And their sworn enemy is the world, the flesh, and the devil. They're done messing around with the world, the flesh, and the devil. It's the devil's playground. Jesus has broken the powers. They know, apart from God's grace, they can't say no to those things, but God's grace is now at work in them, and they're boasting in it like Mary did in his Magnificat, like, the Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name, the Holy One has come to me, and he's done great things for me. They love the world in the way God loves his created world. They love their neighbor. They love human beings. They plant the cross of Christ everywhere, and they're willing to die on that cross. By the Lord's grace, and their yes to the Lord's grace, they're freed of idols, no longer enslaved to money, sex, power, and the rest. They take orders gladly from Jesus because their dream is to be little Christs. Little Christs. That's what you're called to be, friend. And that's what Jesus' power will produce in you. Receive it and walk in it. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.